All right, thank you for coming. I'm going to talk about MVVM Cross today. And my name is Martin van Dijk. I've been a contributor to MVVM Cross for about 5 or 6 years now. I took over in the beginning after Stuart Lodge, who originally started the project, he left sort of the Xamarin space to do other things. He went to do JavaScript, so big laugh there, right? No, just kidding. It's fine to do JavaScript. I stepped in, and from there, I've run MVVM Cross with mostly Cheese Baron, who's a friend of mine. He's from Denmark. Anybody see his picture? He's got a bazooka on his shoulder. Did you think it was a bazooka or a... You thought it was a camera. I heard that a lot. It's actually a bazooka. So be careful with him. He's a big dude. So I work for Baseflow. I'm the founder of Baseflow. It's a consulting company from the Netherlands. And we do consultancy for Xamarin apps, for .NET, for .NET Core, all sort of things like that. If you need any help, then send me a message. So anybody here used MVVM Cross? All right, that's nice, thank you. It's better than nobody. So MVVM Cross is an MVVM framework, and MVVM is model view view model. And it's a pattern that's been used in forms, it's been used in other frameworks like Prism, MVVM Lite, there's a couple of others out there, and it's been very common in Xamarin apps since the last couple of years. And that's basically because people thought, hey, we need to have an abstraction layer that abstracts away our views from the from your shared code that you have. Otherwise, it all gets mixed up and you don't have control anymore and you don't have separation of concern. And that's really what we want with Xamarin at the moment. So what is it exactly? You got a view here on the left side. It's just a sort of an abstract picture here. You got the view model, which contains the shared sort of code, everything that gets executed, everything that's shared between iOS, Windows, Android, the different frameworks. Models, I usually think of them as data, as POCO objects, and then there's this thing here in the middle that's called the binder. And the binder is basically where all the magic happens, makes everything happening between the view and the view model, takes care of when you press a button on the screen, that it will send out a command to the view model, gets picked up there automatically, and you do some processing there, get some data from the internet, you trigger a change, and the view will actually update to that change. So it's a really nice way to separate your concerns from the view and the view model. So as I said, MVVM Cross has been around now for about 6 or 7 years, and I stepped in the very beginning. It was a small community back then, but it's grown tremendously, and it's been a really fun ride all along. Currently, there's a lot more people working on it, and this is, I think, one of the things that makes MVVM Cross, I think, the best MVVM framework. And I can say that because I love MVVM Cross. What actually is the best depends on what your requirements are, but I think it's the best, you know? Other reasons are that it has support for all the frameworks. You have Android, iOS, Mac, Forms. It doesn't matter what you want to do. It has support for it all. And this is an advantage that you don't have in any of the other MVVM frameworks, because you're either limited to Xamarin Forms only or to certain platforms. It's therefore the most advanced MVVM library and can do the most for you. It's so powerful that there's things in there that you probably, even if you used it, you don't know about it. personally, for myself, I think that the community is what makes it the best for me. It's the biggest community in the Xamarin space, besides the Microsoft projects that there are. So there's over 250 contributors at the moment in MVVM Cross. That's not seen in any of the other frameworks that are out there. So imagine that you start a new project and your boss is saying, hey, why would we use a framework from an external sort of community and work with that? Well, it's very easy. It gives you 250 people that work on it. You cannot beat that. That's pretty easy sum, right? I think that another advantage is that we've got a very fast release cycle. So that means that updates keep coming in. I think we've got, on average, every month a new update where we get bug fixes, support for the latest iOS, support for the latest Android. It's always up to date because so many people work on it and make it happen. And other than that, it's really clean and easy to use. So as I said, you can see it here. All the frameworks are supported. And you don't realize it, but there's a lot of effort going on to make all of this cross-platform happening. Even if you want to do WPF, you want to do the old WinForms, for example. Say you have a legacy app with WinForms. You can actually start using MVVM Cross, dropping it in there, and then expand your code base that you already have to Xamarin Forms while keeping that old code base there. This is something that you cannot do with any of the other MVVM frameworks. So imagine the use cases there, right? You got an old app, you got to upgrade it, you got to add support for Android and iOS. You want to use Forms because it's quick and easy to get going there with the UI, but you have this whole code base, all C# there that you want to keep using because it's already there, it's convenient. Drop in MVVM Cross and you can go from there. Handle the UI and the navigation in MVVM Cross and let your existing shared code still be there. Is that amazing? Did you know about that? It's maybe not so obvious, but okay. Sorry. So about Xamarin Forms, if you look at a lot of MVVM frameworks, a lot of them are specifically focused on forms because forms is so popular. And that makes a lot of sense. What we think with MVVM Cross is that it's a little bit different because we think we got to start up from the bottom. Because in the beginning, Xamarin didn't have forms, it was only the native Xamarin.Android, Xamarin.iOS, .Mac, whatever else is there. And so when you support those at the base level, you're also able to support forms perfectly as well because it's on top of that. It's an abstraction layer. And with that, you can easily combine the two. So same case here, as I just said, if you've got an old project laying around, which is a native Xamarin Android, native Xamarin iOS project, and you want to bring that to Forms, but you don't want to do it in one go. You just want to add a couple of pages in Forms and navigate from your old code base to the new one and gradually upgrade your code base to Forms. That's a perfect use case for MVVM Cross because you can then start doing that from one moment in the other and one step by step. So this makes it really easy to add. So how does MVVM Cross work? It's, of course, because it's MVVM, it's got view models. And in this case, it's got a specific sort of view model. And as you can see here, it starts with MVX. And that's basically the convention that's used everywhere in MVVM Cross. All the classes, all the bases are starting with MVX. So when you start typing in your editor, type in MVX, and it will autocomplete the rest for you, what's available at that moment. Very convenient. So MVVM Cross does a couple of things that are really helpful, and I'm going to tell more about it later. What you can see here is just the base class. MVXViewModel extends notify property changed, which means that if you trigger a change, raise property changed on your view model, it will automatically raise those properties, this change the event to your view, and your view will be updated. It also has lifecycle events. So this makes it really helpful if you want to bring anything from your view model to your view and hook into events that actually happen on your view. So say appearing, that's a view event, but you can't catch it in your view model. iOS will bring it to your view model, Android will, and you can execute logic there that you normally couldn't do. So how do you bind? A lot of you guys probably have used the forms bindings, right? You start opening up your code, type in binding, space, and then the property you want to bind to. So MVVM Cross has support for that, just basically forms. And what is cool that you can also bind to anything in the native platforms. The native platforms don't have that out of the box. So again, here you can mix and match what you want. You can bind to the native platforms and to the forms platforms. Another thing here is inversion of control. And as I said in the beginning, separation of concerns is one of the most important things that you got to do if you're building a new app, building out an app. If you don't separate what you're doing, you'll end up in one big mess. And you know, it might seem like you're making a lot of progress in the beginning. At a certain time, you'll hit that wall there, and you'll be stopped and slowed down in development. So always make sure you keep things grouped. And inversion of control really helps you to do that between the platforms, because sometimes you want to implement functionality native, but you want to call it from your view model, from your shared code base. So with this, you can actually register an instance that you make on iOS to an interface that is in the shared library, and you'll be able to call that code right from there. And if you want to just get a hold on that, you use MVX Resolve to get an instance in your view model. Another way to do it is dependency injection. And dependency injection takes care of injecting native platform code or services that you have into your view models so you can actually unit test them. And as I said, separation of concerns also means that you're ready to make those unit tests, because if you have used service location so far, so MVX Resolve, you're not actually able to inject tests into that. So make sure you use dependency injection instead. And it's personally, I'm a big fan of it, and I know that some people find it a bit hard to use. But if you get a hold of what you're doing with dependency injection, you actually be able to much better test your code, and then the quality goes up. So make sure you do that. So MVVM Cross is based on conventions. I already told you what the main convention is. Everything starts with MVX, right? So another thing is that once you want to hook up your views to your view models, you can do two things. You can do it based on the name. So login view will automatically connect to login view model. If you've got a native project, you can hook login activity or fragment to login view model. If you're doing forms, you can hook in login page to login view model. So I guess you get the concept, right? It's based on the first bit and the last bit to connect the two. So what if you want to have a better way? Well, then you can use generics, because generics make it possible that you get all the named parameters into your view. And this is something that's very helpful. And it's also a bit faster, because with generics, you don't need to use reflection to look up the name. So I usually make sure that I use generics. It's a little side tip there. So navigation. Who's doing page-to-page navigation here? Right. Who's doing view model navigation? Bit of both? Yeah, yeah. Right. OK. So I guess there's advantages to both of them, right? But I guess that if you want to keep your view models and your things as much shared as you can, you should do view model navigation. In that case, you can then unit test your view model navigation. And that's something you can't do with page navigation. So this is actually very interesting. There's a couple of other very useful things. It's type safe. You can also do URL navigation, do deep linking with that. And you get a couple of events that happen on navigation. And I'm just going to show you an example here of what you can do. So you got your view model. You inject the navigation service, which MVVM Cross provides for you. And what you want to do a lot of the times, at least that's what I want to do, I want to pass on some sort of object to my next view model, which will open up a next view, of course. And when I close that view model, I want to return something back. So imagine the use case that you have your screen open. You want to ask your user, do you want to confirm to delete this file? You open this pop-up up, right? Yes or no? So you want to send the message to that view model so that it will show up the text. Do you want to delete this file and then some sort of picture in it, whatever. But then the true or false, if you want to delete it, you want to send that result back to the view model that you opened from to actually delete the picture that you have there. So look at this navigation pattern here. Navigate to the next view model. I'm sending in my object. It's just a random object that you create. And I'm returning my return object, which I then sent in. And the result, which we await, is going to be passed back automatically once you close your view. So isn't that very useful in a lot of use cases? So I think so. And I think this would be very good if Forms would offer something like this, but it doesn't. So use MVVM Cross, OK? So what enables the navigation service? It's something we call presenters. And presenters are something that you might have heard of from the Android sort of side of things. Android has the MVP pattern. MVP is the model view presenter pattern. And a presenter there sort of finds out what your view should do and where it should go on the screen. But what you got to do is you got to make one presenter per view. And we thought, well, that's nice, but you got to make a lot of presenters then. So we rethought it a little bit and said, let's make one presenter for a platform, per platform actually, and let that handle all the navigation to the screens, where it should position itself, what you got to do if you want to have a navigation bar, a hamburger menu, all the sort of things. And that will run your navigation service on the native platform so it knows what to do. So here you can see an example. This is a hamburger menu, a tab bar, segmented control, different things. You can probably name a couple of more. Same thing on Android. But as you can see, it's just a little different. On Android, you got the tabs that are up there. And on iOS, you've got the segmented controls. iOS doesn't have a hamburger menu by default, but it does have the tab bar. So even though you want to have different navigation patterns, you want to have a hamburger menu on Android and a navigation bar on iOS, that would be possible using the presenters. This is something that's by default on in MVVM Cross. And how do you determine what and where you're going to show it? That's what we do with the MVVM Cross attributes. The view attributes indicate how the view should be presented on the screen. So you can say MVX root presentation, which will show it on the root of your screen. You can say MVX fragment. Well, there's a whole lot more. Say you're making this Forms app, you can put in the MVX model presentation will automatically show it up as a model. If you want to have a hamburger, then use the MVX master detail navigation. It's easy as that. You put in the attribute on the top of your view, and it will automatically handle all the navigation for you. So with this, in the end, it enables you to have the best native UI that's possible. You can combine, mix, match anything you want, and it will really be easy to implement. Be creative with this. And you can extend it as much as you want. You can define your own attributes, which do different navigation patterns, would be possible. And in the end, you get a lot of code reuse back. Because with this, you don't need to do the page-to-page navigation and find out per page what you're doing. You put in the attributes, it's there for you, ready to go. So let's take a look at setting up a little project here. Just gonna see if this is working. I was just talking to Alan in the room next door yesterday, just before this, and he said, yeah, there's an update of Visual Studio coming in yesterday. He's like, did you update? I was like, yeah. He's like, I didn't dare to, but I was like, well, living on the edge, let's do it. Visual Studio preview. So let's call this app Houston. Yep, I'm fine with that. Ah, see, that's what you get when you run a preview. It doesn't load up the new solution. Ah, here we go. Just takes a little longer. So what you got to do if you want to start using MVVM Cross, you got to add the NuGet package for it first. So I'm going to search here, MVVM Cross. There's a couple of templates available. Let's see, doesn't open up on top. So I'm just going to start with typing forms. And here we go, 6.3.1, latest available. And now this is important. So if you get started, there's a couple of steps you got to take to get started and to get the proper files installed so MVVM Cross actually works. So I'm just going to go ahead and do the same thing with Android and iOS. Done on Android. Here we go, iOS. Successfully added. So what I want to do is I want to start creating a cross-platform project first. And here we can see the core project, which is the shared code. We need to add an app class to the root folder, which is in the sample files. So let's go to GitHub. And we can do two things. So there's the content files here. Is it readable from there for you guys? Get a bit bigger. And there's also the projects here. So I would also recommend looking through the Playground project if you're stuck somewhere, because this contains a lot of samples. It contains all the things I just showed, so you can actually just look at how the code is set up there to get you going. So as you can see here in the content files, there's the app class, and it will contain the basic structure for you. And I see that I'm running a little bit out of time. So what I'm just going to do, I'm going to open up a recent one that I did in München and run it from there to save you the time of copying those files. It's boring, right? So here we go. I'll show you here. So what I did here already is change the app delegate to MVX app delegate. And on core, I added the forms app application and the app class to get MVVM cross initialized. So if we just run this right now, there'll be a root view model here. And it said hello München. And this is being bind to the view right now. So here we see that the text is actually popping up in the view. So this is being done using the binding. Let's have a quick look at that. So we go to the main page. Actually, it's the root view. And here we have the binding to the title. The title is here in the class, and the binding is being set up by MVVM cross. So very powerful and very easy to set up. MVVM cross has a plugin structure. So sometimes you want to extend to native platforms with certain functionality that's not available, and MVVM cross has a lot of plugins that make that possible. There's a bit of overlap at the moment with Xamarin Essentials, and I would say since that's supported by Microsoft, use Essentials where you can. But there's a couple things that's very useful in the plugins that we have, and one of them is the Messenger. And the Messenger is something that enables you to send different objects and messages from a view model to another one without that you need to navigate. Sometimes you have maybe 5 view models open, but you cannot navigate to a new one because you want the 2 that are already there to communicate with each other. You use the Messenger with that. You subscribe to a location message in this case. It will trigger the own location message, and you update your properties, and the UI will be updated. Easy as that. Forms also has a sort of a message center. This one, though, works a bit different and is week subscribed. So that makes it possible to have better memory management if you do it well. So for everybody here that knows MVVM cross, just want to give you a little update on what's new. In 6.3, latest version, we added UI page view controller navigation with the attributes. So sometimes you have these pages where you sort of swipe through and you go to the next one. On Android, it's called a view pager. And with this attribute, you can just put it on top of any page. It will put itself into a page view controller, and you'll be able to swipe through back and forth, and it will handle all the navigation within that for you and the events as well. Other things are small improvements for forms, memory management, and constructor overloading for dependency injection. So what it actually basically is about now is that we focus on stability. We want to just not break any code. We want to make sure that you can keep using the code that you already have, update to the next version, and just get the new goodies in without that you need to do a lot of changes. So this was something that in the past, from going from 4 to 5, we did a lot of namespace breaking changes. It's a bit of a trouble to get that updated, and we're trying to avoid that now. So there's some questions that you might have that I just want to answer already, and we're going to do questions later, but I just want to get started. How do I start a new project? So I just showed you how you can do it manually. There's also Visual Studio plugins that you can use to sort of have a wizard where you can press which projects you want to have and what you want to include in that, and then press next, finish, and it will generate MVVM cross and the project for you. So that's very, very convenient. And it's called MVX Scaffolding. And just install that to Visual Studio for Mac, and it will update and install the whole project. Another one is, does MVVM cross make your app slow? Something I've heard quite sometimes because people look at the repository, and MVVM Cross has a bit more lines of code than, say, Prism, MVVM Lite. The problem is it doesn't make your app slow. It doesn't make it any bigger because Xamarin has the tools to prevent that. For example, the linker. If you know the linker, it will strip out any code that you don't use in your app, and it won't bloat your app size then. So MVVM Cross doesn't make it slower, doesn't make it bigger. It's just the same as any other MVVM framework. And of course, you can use it with Xamarin Forms. It has special helpers and everything for it. So go ahead, give it a try, and you'll see. Another one is MVVM Cross better than MVVM whatever? Of course it is, right? Of course. Just say yes. No. But seriously, it depends on what project you're doing, right? Depends on the requirements, depends on how you want to have your UI, how you want to have your UX, what sort of things you want to do. Do you want to do a lot of native functionality? Do you want to do a very standard data-driven app? Just look at the requirements, look at what framework fits best, right? That's the best advice I probably could give. Just look at what you're doing. So how do you contribute? There's a couple of ways, but what I definitely would like to say is that when you want to contribute, do it, but start off small. Because if you go on GitHub and you look at the issues, maybe go on GitHub, look at the Xamarin Forms repository, right? You get a bit scared by the pull requests that are there, like 5,000 lines of code, big descriptions, big issues. Well, I'm not sure if you really can pick that up right away. So just start small. Start putting one issue in, give a description. That's it. Easy as that, right? If you want to help more, you make a pull request. But don't do this huge-ass pull request with lots of changes right from the beginning, because that's going to be very hard to integrate. So that counts probably for all open source projects, I would say. What does the roadmap look like? Well, we're planning to add support for .NET Standard 2.1. It's coming up later this year. We'll bring some new exciting features, bring better memory management with new APIs there that are coming. We'll integrate the new JSON APIs that are coming up, very interesting as well. But as I said earlier, we focus on stability now. We try and not to break any things, but instead expand it, do nice features that actually help you build better apps. Can you use it with reactive programming? Don't know if you went to some of the other talks here about reactive, but of course you can. Reactive and MVVM go very well together. So it doesn't need to be that you pick one or the other. You can mix, combine, and do whatever you like. So it's the number one MVVM framework, as you all know. No question there, right? Easy to learn, extend, and customize. Very customizable. And you get the most code reuse over all your projects. And I think that's just fantastic that you can use so much of that code from a shared library. Makes it very easy and fast to deliver your projects. So if you want to know more, go to mvvmcross.com. Go to GitHub. There's a Slack channel on the Xamarin chat. If you need help after this, I'm on that as well. So you can always write me a message. No guarantees that I answer, but you can try. And there's Stack Overflow. So are you doing it right? You know the answer to that? I know the answer. It depends. Because everything is right. Just make sure that you always keep on improving. And then you're doing it right. So now there's only one thing left. Jump in, get to GitHub, and start using it. Thank you for listening, and I hope to talk to you later.